from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Why would you think I'd do that?
Why? Why? How about because this is the most important thing to ever happen in the history of the world? How about that?
The Chicago Sky are a really good organization. They've won WNBA titles before. They have a really interesting team, Kennedy Carter and Angel Reese, and they play right there in my neighborhood, your old neighborhood, Deserter, Anthony Herron.
And, old stomping grounds,
yeah,
as I say.
Yeah, and now they have a new mascot. It's Score Afternoons here. Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron with you. Mark Grody at the top of the hour. Chicago Sky have a new mascot.
And now, Scott Town, I need us to give it up for Cook County President Brett Winkle!
It'd be funny if Toni Preckwinkle was the new Sky mascot, but she's not. She's not.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Okay. Unless she's inside the costume of Sky, with an E, the lioness. Sky the lioness is the new Sky mascot, wearing that Skytown jersey, this clearly female lion. That's why they call her a lioness. Is posing in front of the lions at the Art Institute of Chicago and seems to be a delightful and thoroughly acceptable, fun new mascot. Congratulations to the Sky.
Congratulations.
The problem is, because of this mascot coming to town, Sky Guy, Sky Guy, who has been the mascot since 2006, has been displaced.
She's taken Guy jobs.
Sky Guy has been victimized by this and now has no job. And I, who did not know that Sky Guy existed before today, have found myself passionate about, as described, the Sky Guy, this pale blue rocketeer. How would we describe Sky Guy? I haven't got a chance to look at him now.
If you're familiar with The Simpsons, he's got a real Duffman energy, and I mean that in the most positive way possible.
Hey, it's Duffman, a guy in a costume that creates awareness of Duff.
So Sky Guy does look a lot like Duffman. He's got an enormous face.
Duffman is thrusting in the direction of the problem.
Especially the chin.
Yeah, chin, right?
The world's chin. Most massive chin.
You're checking out Sky Guy. It's a huge chin. I mean, you could ask yourself, why was Sky Guy ever the mascot in the first place? You could ask yourself that if you wanted to.
I'm guessing Sky Guy failed up. That was probably an opportunity he didn't earn. Probably got it through family lineage or some favor being done by someone.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicago politics, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sky Guy didn't earn
that. Was Sky Guy celebrated at the parade and the rally when everybody else was? I don't think so. But my goodness, what happened to Sky? What is going to happen to Sky Guy? And our friends at Odyssey, at WBBM Radio, they reached out to the Sky and asked what would happen to Sky Guy. And in a statement, Chicago Sky Chief Marketing Officer Tanya Haladner said, they, quote, appreciate the Sky Guy for his years of service and commitment to sharing his expertise with Sky. So Sky, the new lioness, has been hired. And Sky Guy, I mean, that's pretty cool that Sky Guy
He's like the special advisor now. He's like the mentor.
He's stuck around.
A mascot emeritus.
Yes. And he's willing. He was willing to hang around and teach Sky. That's awesome. A lot of veteran quarterbacks like Brett Favre, not willing to teach Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Sky Guy, willing to stick around, is really just kind of a glorified a mascot, if you will.
And he's not taking it personal at all. You know, he's just going to the front office and he's going to hang with Sky.
That's why he's our guy. I mean, I love Sky Guy, and I feel like maybe radio could be his future. Maybe Score Afternoons.
What was your favorite Sky Guy moment?
Oh, man.
From over the years.
It's got to be the dunk I watched him do earlier today when I discovered he existed. I think that's my favorite moment. Tanny, what's your favorite Sky Guy moment?
Well, you took mine. You know, this is why we should be talking things through in the meeting, you know, because that was my favorite moment also. But I think it just speaks to the moment, really. That dunk was just a terrific dunk, you know?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Thank you for feeling it. Robbie, did you have a favorite moment of Sky Guy?
Well, it's crazy. You actually stole my favorite moment as well. Yeah. So, but it's so amazing. Like, I'm going to miss Sky Guy.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him too.
I'm not.
You're
not going to miss Sky Guy at all.
So your favorite moment, Ant, being today when you yeah, fired right. or set up to mascot yes. heaven?
Sky Guy going to mascot heaven is the best thing that's ever happened.
See, I thought we were getting a Goodfellas treatment today for Sky Guy, but apparently not.
That's really a challenge for someone who doesn't talk. You know, we tried, folks.
We're unfamiliar with any audio history whatsoever for nice. Sky Guy.
Has anyone ever requested an interview with Sky Guy? Can we be the first?
Efforting Sky Guy.
I sent Shane for his contact info. You got Ice Cube, I'll get Sky Guy.
Yeah, put Sky Guy in the Slack. Let all the other producers know we're chasing Sky Guy.
That is how you Wally Pip Shane right there. If you get Sky Guy, I guess it's got to be over like the next hour. Yeah. But I mean, if it happens,
I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna be hard to look Sky, the lioness, in the face for all the times that I go to games and watch games on TV. It's gonna be hard. I'm gonna be sad for Sky Guy as I do it.
Yeah, I'm really not.
She has requested that you do not look at her actually, so that's not gonna be a problem. That's also in the press release.
My
dumb man's pension has been mismanaged. Oh yeah.
Objection! That party-hardy attitude is a registered trademark of the Duff Corporation.
Whatever happened to fair use? Mm.
A texter said that there was a movement to get rid of Sky Guy, that he's a pretty out-of-touch character for women's sports. That's amazing. If that's the case, then really, I mean, I don't like seeing mascots just be tossed out to pasture, you know? Just disenfranchised. It's not his fault that he was a terrible stereotype that did not fit women's professional sports whatsoever. Is that Sky Guy's fault inherently?
Sky Guy is a product of his time, you know?
That's all he is.
What do you get into?
Yeah.
What do we bring this petition to bring him back? Are we trying to bring Sky Guy back?
I don't think so. Now that the more I think about it.
Then what's our cause? What are we doing this for?
I don't know. We might not have a cause.
I was reading this morning, Angel Reese. 3 consecutive games, 20-plus rebounds. I find that far more impressive than Sky Guy.
Oh, it is more impressive.
Yeah.
No, she's...
Now, Sky the Lioness, I can either confirm nor deny. I haven't met her yet. I haven't seen her work.
I know.
She might be fantastic.
Angel Reese is an absolute badass. And the fact that she now has a Reese's sponsorship, did you see this?
I did not see
that. She has a Reese's sponsorship, and there are... She has apparel with Reese's, like Reese's Pieces is like the name of the apparel and the brand of the apparel. That is a natural endorsement that had been waiting to happen, and now it has happened.
I got corrected in the commercial of a broadcast one time because as a Chicagoan, I kept calling Reese's. I just, because we in my house, we grew up calling Reese's. Reese's Cups.
Yeah.
And just for a sponsorship thing on the air, it was like the Reese's Go For Two moment. And I'm calling it the Reese's Go For Two moment. And we go to commercial break. Producer gets mad. I was like, well, you know you're saying Reese's.
Oh, man.
Right?
I did that. Yeah. I did that myself.
Of course I am. What do you want me to say? It's the Reese's Go For Two moment. He's like, no.
By the way, the Reese's Pieces, M&M's turned down the opportunity to be in E.T. E.T., the movie. They tried to get M&M's. And it, Eminem said no, so they went with Reese's
Pieces.
And they
were never heard from again.
Eminem's.
I don't know whatever happened to Eminem's after passing on that movie.
Falling on hard times. Huh? Wow, the anti-Sky Guy crowd is really coming out now via text.
Finally have a voice.
I didn't realize he was so loathed. It's amazing.
Look at him.
It's a good thing we canceled this cause before we started.
I think it's right. I think, you know what we did? We crowdsourced it. Should we care as much about Sky Guy's demise? And the resounding response is no. No. Sky Guy may be the worst mascot ever, says a texter. Sky Guy used to have a white face. They later changed it to a mask. That is unbelievable. It's very, very sad for Sky Guy. But maybe it was time that Sky Guy moved on. All right. Well, we're still looking for a cause. It's a very small window here for Score Afternoons to find a cause. We have hopefully just until the end
two
of the week.
2 more weeks?
Yeah, no.
You said earlier it was 2 weeks.
Hopefully just until the end of this week.
I was told two
Anthony,
weeks.
I'm hoping that we have a new show to announce at some point, and that
in 2 weeks.
At the end, I don't know, man.
Speak, just make your decision already, all right?
All right. Please
speak on Sky Guy.
I'll tell you, who's out now. Sky Guy is out.
Okay,
out now. See if Sky the Lioness has any time.
Barrett Sports Media just reported that. Yeah.
Have they written about Breakfast Ball yet? I'll be reading that during the break. Mark Grody coming up on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.